Let's meet today's contestants. A realtor from Los Angeles, California, David Ferrara. An actress from Cable Canyon, California, Kelly Decker. And our returning champion, an orchestra musician from Riverside, California, Corey Barger, whose two-day cash winnings total $37,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Looking at that opening montage brought back so many memories for me. I caught a glimpse of Chuck Forrest, one of our early champions on Jeopardy from many, many years ago. But now we're dealing with the present, David, Kelly, and Corey. Good luck. Let's go to work in the Jeopardy round, shall we? And let's see what we have by way of categories. These United States, as opposed to those, I suppose. Number, please. TV shows based on books by women. Interesting. What to wear. European history. And finally, you, idiom. Y-O-U is going to come up in each correct response. We know that. Corey, off you go.
European history for 200, please.
In the Kalmar War of 1611 to 1613, Denmark beat up on this rival to the north. Kelly.
What is Norway?
No. Corey.
What is Sweden?
That's it.
European history 400.
In England, Lord Hardwick's Act of 1753 banned this informal type of marriage without civil or religious ceremony. David?
What is common law?
Correct.
European history for 600.
German King Henry VII invaded Rome in 1312, and while he was there, picked up this title. Corey?
What is Holy Roman Emperor?
That's the title.
European history 800.
Meaning hammer, it was the byname of Frankish King Charles, who hammered a Muslim army at the 732 Battle of Tours. And the name was Martel, Charles Martel. Corey?
European history 1000.
Answer. Daily double. we're finding it way too early.
Oh, risk 1000.
All right, here is the clue. Helped by Lord Byron, in 1830, it became the first of the Ottoman Empire's subject nations to achieve independence.
What is... Turkey?
No. What is Greece? Greece, Lord Byron. Go.
What to wear, 200.
Try an animal print like this cat, whether snow or clouded. Corey.
What is leopard?
Leopard, you're out of the hole.
What to wear, 400.
Similar in name to mini and maxi, this dress length that reaches the calf. David.
What is midi?
Midi, good.
What to wear for 600.
Wear this raincoat, just like Columbo and reporters in movies. Kelly.
What is a trench coat?
Good.
Oh, yay! What to wear, 800.
This long, loose Turkish dress that can start with a C or a K. Kelly?
What is a caftan?
Good.
What to wear, 1,000.
A sweater with this type of collar, named for another garment. David.
What is a shawl?
That's it.
TV shows for 200, please.
This show and its prequel, The Carrie Diaries, were based on books by Candace Bushnell. Corey.
What is Sex and the City?
You got it.
TV shows, 400.
Kathy Reichs drew upon her own work as a forensic anthropologist to pen the Temperance Brennan books that became this show. Corey.
What is Bones?
Bones, yeah.
TV shows, 600.
In the 1970s and 80s, Melissa Gilbert and Melissa Sue Anderson starred in Little House on the Prairie, based on books by this author. Kelly.
Who is Laura Ingalls Wilder?
Yep.
TV shows for 8.
Three young ETs appear as humans and attend a New Mexico high school in books by Melinda Metz, the basis for this TV show. Kelly?
What is Roswell?
Yes.
Woo! TV shows for 1,000.
Based on novels by Deborah Harkness, a discovery of these beings centers on historian Diana Bishop, who has magical abilities. And that would be witches. All right, Kelly, off to a good start and enjoying it also. We love that. We'll be back in a moment. How often do you get a chance to break up a famous person, like a Beatle, for instance? It happened to David Ferrara. Tell me about it.
It's true. I was working on the lighting crew of a music video back in the 80s, and George Harrison was one of the members of the Traveling Wilburys with Tom Petty and Bob Dylan. And when we were loading in some equipment, he was there, and the rental instruments showed up, and he grabbed a guitar. And he was just sitting around on a road case playing guitar beautifully. And I was taken aback. Wow, a Beatle right there. He was playing Here Comes the Sun. It was awesome. And I walked right past him and I said, hey, man, do you know any Zeppelin?
And that broke him up?
Happily, he laughed. Yeah.
Oh, yes, happily indeed. All right, Kelly Decker is from Cagle Canyon, California. Kelly, for my birthday a couple of months ago, I received a toy dinosaur. That was a happy moment for me, but you had an unhappy moment because of toy dinosaurs.
There are no unhappy moments with toy dinosaurs, but this was a little close. I like to travel with them, and you should too, because I take pictures of them in interesting landscapes, like in different countries. And the last time I went out of the country, I got pulled over by TSA into like the special room, and they had all the dinosaurs laid out. They were convinced that I was smuggling something in them, and I had to explain, and they were like, we're not so sure about that.
All right, Corey Barger is our champion. She's an orchestra musician who's done a great deal of traveling, and of all the countries you have visited so far, your favorite?
Maybe India.
Why?
So much variety. The food is fantastic. People are so friendly. And yeah, there's just so much to see and do.
Okay, let's get back into this. Kelly has command of the board right now. Go.
All right, I love the United States for $200.
In 1792, the first European to see this peak called it a high snowy mountain. In fact, it's the highest in Oregon. Kelly.
Mount Shasta? What is Mount Shasta?
Nope.
Oh.
David.
What is Mount Hood?
That's it.
These United States for $400.
These slow, winding Louisianan bodies of water include Teche, which legend says was created from a giant snake. Kelly?
What are bayous?
Good.
United States for six.
This L.A. area valley, where you'll find Reseda and Encino, was named for a canonized king of Castile. David?
What is San Fernando?
Correct.
United States for eight, please.
Cobblestones are part of the charm of Wharf Street in this main city, with a name that suggests it's water adjacent. And the name is Portland. Back to you, David.
United States for 1,000.
Fargo, North Dakota lies in the valley of this colorful River of the North, one of the USA's great agricultural areas. And that would be the Red River of the North. David, back to you.
Number, please, for 200.
A bar mitzvah traditionally celebrates the coming of age of a boy who is this many years old. Corey?
What is 15?
No. Kelly?
What is 13?
That's it.
Number for four?
The not-so-fun game of cleaning up after a disgruntled card player has this number in its name. David?
What is 52?
Yes.
Number, please, for six.
In baseball, the sum of balls and strikes represented by a full count. David?
What is five?
Good.
Number, please, for 800.
This number follows section in the name of a housing voucher program for those with low income. Kelly?
What is section eight?
Eight is right, with less than a minute to go now.
A number for 1,000.
The word myriad can refer to any large number of things, or specifically, to this number. Kelly?
What is a million?
No.
Ah.
Corey or David? Correct response, what is 10,000? But Kelly, we come back to you for the next selection.
You for 200.
This canine saying means mature folks tend to be set in their ways. Corey.
What is, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
That's it.
400.
One's body is composed of what one ingests. In other words, Corey.
What is, you are what you eat.
Yeah. And with that, we have David in the lead and Corey, who gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. Happy birthday. A moment ago, Corey was looking a little worried, but now she's smiling. She gets to pick first, you know, in this round. Here are the categories. Summarizing the novel, a whole category devoted to the Academy of Country Music Awards, and the awards air tonight. A burrow burial, six-letter words, sounds easy. The Navajo sand painting. Corey.
Summarizing the novel, 400.
Worst tropical island vacation ever. This little piggy should have stayed home. British schoolboys won't be British schoolboys. David.
What is Lord of the Flies?
Correct.
Summarizing the novel for 800.
No Bull from Finch, a gem of a story. Boo. Kelly.
What is To Kill a Mockingbird?
That's it.
The novel for 1200, please.
Gotta fly. Major problems. War is heller. David.
What is Catch 22?
You got it.
Summarizing the novel for 1600.
Here comes the Barnes. Where there's a will, there's a Hemingway. Romero, the torero. David.
What is Death in the Afternoon?
No. Kelly or Corey? Not a bad guess, but the correct response, The Sun Also Rises. Back to you, David.
Summarizing the novel for 2000.
Utopia. Not. I ain't going nowhere. The Butler did it in 1872. What is Erewhon? All right, we're done with that subject. David.
A Borough Burial for 400.
Cornelius Vanderbilt, longtime owner of the ferry service named for this borough, rests in an elegant mausoleum there. David?
What is Staten Island?
Correct.
Borough Burial for 800.
Quarantined on an island nearby from 1915 on, she was buried in the Bronx when she died in 1938. Kelly?
Who is Typhoid Mary?
Yes.
Let's move over to the ACMs for 400.
In 2017, Keith Urban and This American Idol rocked the house with The Fighter. Oh, yeah. Yes.
ACMs for 8?
The son of country singer Rhett Akins. He was the 2018 winner for Male Artist of the Year. And his name is Thomas Rhett. Back to you, Kelly.
ACMs for 12.
In 2017, Luke Bryan, Dierks Bentley, and Joe Walsh performed Johnny B. Goode in tribute to this rock pioneer who had recently passed away.
We'll leave a country boy named Johnny B. Goode. He never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play the guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, go.
Kelly?
It was Chuck Berry?
Yes.
ACMs for 16.
A nickname for the state of Virginia. This band won Group of the Year in 2019 and Vocal Group of the Year in 2018. Kelly?
Who are Lady Antebellum?
Nope. David or Corey? What is Old Dominion? Back to you, Kelly.
ACMs for 2000.
Last clue in the category. New Female Vocalist of the Year for 2015. She literally sparkled at the awards in 2017 when she sang Yeah Boy. Take a look.
Yeah Boy.
And that is Kelsey Ballerini. Ballerini, you knew it, Kelly, but you didn't ring in. Go ahead.
Six-letter words for 4.
It's a state of diminished consciousness, especially under hypnosis. Corey.
What is trance?
That's it.
Six-letter words, 800.
The simple habit of the Capuchin Sisters of Nazareth is a brown tunic tied with a cord from which this string of beads hangs. David.
What is a rosary?
That's it.
Six-letter words for 1,200.
It's a candy-filled party animal. Kelly.
What is a piñata?
Yep.
Six-letter words for 16.
Answer. Daily double. Don't be frightened.
I'm frightened. Let's just say 3,000, because that's an even number.
All right. Here is the clue. Used to indicate whether a substance is acidic or basic, this compound is obtained from lichens. Kelly, give me something.
I have no idea.
What is litmus? A litmus test. Go again.
Let's make it up with six-letter words for 2,000.
A common character flaw in ancient Greek tragedy was this, meaning excessive pride. David.
What is hubris?
Yes.
A borough burial for 1,200.
This 1980s New York City mayor said, "The idea of leaving Manhattan permanently irritates me." So he rests near 153rd and Amsterdam. David.
Who's Koch?
Ed Koch, right.
A borough burial for 1600.
In 2002, mobster John Gotti was given an elaborate send-off in this borough, whose Howard Beach neighborhood he called home. David?
What is Queens?
Yes.
A borough burial for 2000.
Unlike the Dodgers, this man, for whom their ballpark was named, is a permanent resident of Brooklyn. David?
Who is Ebbets?
Yes.
The Navajo, 400.
Legend says the Spider-Man invented the loom and the Spider-Woman this art, for which the Navajo are renowned. David?
What is weaving?
Weaving, correct.
The Navajo, 800.
The Navajo are renowned for the smithing of this precious metal, an art likely brought from Mexico in the mid-1800s. David?
What is silver?
Yes.
The Navajo, 1200.
The Navajo capital shares its name with this rock, a nearby sandstone ridge with a see-through portal. And that is Window Rock, with less than a minute to go now, David.
The Navajo for 1600.
Answer? Daily double, and you have a big, big lead.
Bet it all, David. Come on.
3,000 feet.
Three it is. The unique complexities of the Navajo language made it perfect for Native Americans working as these during World War II.
What are code breakers?
No, sorry. They weren't breaking any codes. They were, in effect, establishing codes by speaking their own language. So the correct response is, who are the code talkers? You drop down a bit. Pick again.
The Navajo for 2,000.
The doors in these traditional dome-shaped Navajo dwellings always face to the east. Corey.
What are adobe?
No. Kelly.
What are pueblos?
No. They're called hogans. Hogans. Very few clues left, David.
Sand painting, 400.
Spanish painter Joaquin Sorolla specialized in the sunny beaches of his home area, Valencia, on this body of water. Corey.
What is the Mediterranean?
Good.
800.
This New Englander, known for his stormy seas, painted a calmer 1869 beach scene. And the artist is Winslow Homer. Go again, Corey.
2,000, please.
Australian Charles Condor took a lot from Impressionism, like painting his works here, French for outdoors. Kelly.
What is alfresco?
No. Corey?
Oh, plein air.
En plein air, yes. And with that, oh darn.
I shouldn't have answered that.
Yeah, I guess you shouldn't have. But you're going to pick up $1,000 for finishing in third place. Let's take a look at Final Jeopardy today. The subject is 19th century Americans. We'll return with a clue.
We'll be back with Final Jeopardy right after this.
The players who are left deal with 19th century Americans. Corey and David, here is your clue. Obituaries called this man, who died in 1820, a celebrated colonel, the first settler in Kentucky, and a man who delighted in perils and battle. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Sort of had a choice here. There were two names that would have come to mind. Let's see if you picked the right one, Corey. Not a great day for you. You wound up at 1800. You came up, though, with the correct response. Daniel Boone. Did you have an alternate name?
Yes.
Who was it?
Davy Crockett.
Yes, that was the alternate. You're going to add something. You'll double your score to 3600. All right. We go to David now, who turned the game into a runaway, and he's shaking his head. Why? Because he came up with Davy Crockett after crossing out Daniel Boone.
Oops.
Oops, indeed. All right. Did you risk and lose much? You did indeed. 48-23. So you're going to become champion with $4,977. Not a big payday. You'll have to make up for that tomorrow right here. Will he do that? Join us and find out. So long, everybody.